He answered me, "Out of the belly of Sheol I cried, and you heard my voice." For the book of the prophet Jonah, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jonah was as good as dead. He had disobeyed God's command because he felt that he was a better judge than God, and that the people of Nineveh didn't deserve an opportunity to repent. He turned from being the prophet he was called to be and sailed away in the complete opposite direction. Of course, after a violent storm arose, he told the crew of the ship to toss him overboard in order to save themselves, while he was sure to drown. So if you're wondering what would make a person happy to be swallowed by a fish, there you have it. God appointed the fish as Jonah's salvation. Jonah was sinking to his death, and as the waters closed in over him and the deep surrounded him, the fish came and gobbled him up. Jonah recognized this act of salvation, and in what I'm sure was a dark, scary, smelly, and just generally unpleasant place, he gave thanks to God. When the alternative is death, being safe in a fish's belly maybe isn't such a bad thing. So after being vomited back up, Jonah was able to complete the task to which God had originally called him. So what is the lesson for us in this episode? What can we learn from the prayer of Jonah from the inside? I think one of the lessons is a lesson of perspective. Just as Jonah was able to give thanks to God in the unlikeliest of places, we too can give thanks not only in times of suffering, but actually in giving thanks for our suffering. Obviously, this sounds crazy. Why would we give thanks for suffering? I mean, any sane person should have a natural aversion to suffering, right? But then again, the same could be said for loving our enemies. In fact, the Christian life is often counterintuitive. It is often contrary to our most basic human tendencies. The first will be last, and the last will be first. It is more blessed to give than to receive. It is only as slaves of Christ that we are made truly free. As Christians, we are called to a denial of self that our fleshly nature viscerally rejects. So why in the world would we choose to follow a path that is so difficult and so contrary to our nature? Like I said, the lesson from Jonah's prayer inside the whale is one of perspective. We have come to believe the truth that has been revealed to us in the Scripture. And so we know that while the belly of the fish may be an awkward place, the alternative is the world. We know that aside from the grace of God, we are as good as dead. So how do we give thanks for our suffering? It has to be certainly a careful thing. And first and foremost, it is a personal prescription. It is not something to be dosed out to others in the form of platitudes in the midst of their suffering. In those times, we are called to suffer with our brothers and sisters and to bear their burdens. We also must understand why we are giving thanks for our suffering. It isn't because we enjoy it. That really would be insane. It is because it can transform us. And when we allow our suffering to transform us, to conform our hearts to our Master and Savior, the suffering itself is then transformed. And just as suffering brings us closer to Jesus in what he endured for our sake, it can also bring us closer to all of humanity. Grief and pain and loss are all part of the universal experience of man. And through it, we can come to a greater understanding of others. We can give thanks for the fish because it has taught us a lesson. We can now approach Nineveh to do what God has commanded us. not self-righteously, but genuinely, knowing that we too have experienced much needed salvation. We can give thanks for our suffering because we know Mary is leading us. In the same way Peter was able to step out of the boat and walk to Jesus, we can embrace our hardships because they bring us closer to our Lord. Suffering can produce the type of righteousness within us that we are called to. Compassion, empathy, humility, a desire for justice, a dependence on God. All of these things can be born within us through perseverance. Of course, when we fail to see God in our suffering, it can lead to anger, bitterness, and resentment, causing us to blame everyone and everything else for all of our troubles, and actually produce the opposite effect of estrangement from our fellow man, and even from God. We must have the perspective of Jonah. We must give thanks to God from the belly of the fish, knowing that it was appointed for us not as our demise, but as our salvation. It seems so paradoxical that the world needs more of us to embrace our suffering in order for suffering to cease. But then again, we look at that cross and see not shame, but glory. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.